torture. That is the only way Bonnie Lates, the mother of missing ex-soldier Katrina Blagden, can describe her days and nights in Thorold while searching for an answer to what happened to her daughter. Every waking moment, all I think is Trina, 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 Lates said, in an interview with Thorold Today. You go from thinking the worst, to having hope, to asking yourself what happened. Where is she? On Tuesday, the family gathered in the parking lot next to Tim Hortons on Ormond Street to put up more missing person posters, another desperate attempt to discover the truth about what happened on December 31, the last time Katrina Blagden was seen alive. A mother of two, the 37-year-old St. Catharines woman was captured on a security camera near Firehouse Subs on New Year's Eve, picking up takeout with her boyfriend. The two drove away in Blagden's lime-green Jeep. After that, the trail went cold, and no signs of life such as bank activity or access to social media accounts have been registered. The family says her house appeared just the way she left it. The only thing missing are her cell phone and the clothes she was seen wearing on the surveillance footage. For Katrina to not touch her cell phone after 6 o'clock or 6:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve, it would not happen, Lates said. Trina never put her phone down. She messaged me, Merry Christmas, on Christmas Day, so why would she not message me on New Year's? Her mysterious disappearance has brought her family to Niagara, where they are coordinating the search effort from a rental in Thorold. A wide network of ex-military volunteers and other community members have assisted in a handful of ground searches. Last weekend, a small group scoured the grounds around the Martindale Pond in St. Catharines. But the snow hasn't made it any easier to search on the trails, and how can you go off the beaten path in this? Said Sean Muma, Blagden's stepfather. It's hard. Blagden's mom and stepdad drove more than 6 hours from their home in the Ottawa Valley and have been here since early January, mere days from the point their daughter was last seen. They don't want to leave, but the nights are making it hard. When the dark sets in at night, you know it will be another night when you have to go to bed and not sleep, Lates said. You open your eyes and wonder where she is, and you just want to scream so loud that the whole world hears you. A handful of people turned up for Tuesday's effort, hanging flyers around the Thorold area while brainstorming other locations such as the Tim Hortons near Brock University. Their goal is to keep Blagden's case in the public eye. We used to talk about December 22, because that is the date when it starts getting brighter, and this year she said, it is all up from here, her mother said. We talked about that. It did not give me any indication that Trina was in a bad place. She wanted to travel, she was looking forward to 2022.